Good evening. Called the meeting to order at 6:32. Can everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Get a roll call, please.
Carlin?
I don't know. Nope.
Brenda?
Also not.
Hillary?
Here.
Jade?
Hello. Yes. This is Brenda.
We almost didn't have a quorum.
Rita is excused. Brett?
Here.
Carlene? And absent, and we do have a quorum.
All right.
Hey, Cheryl, did you hear me? This is Brenda. I'm in King Cove. I'm sort of in the corner where I could have a plug-in for my phone because I don't have an iPad, so.
We hear you. Thank you.
Can we get others in attendance, please?
We have Jack Walsh, Michael Franklin, Austin Roof, Cheryl Roof. We have Accutan School, which is that Jesus or Isaiah? Karen's also on, so maybe I have Amy Eubank on the line, Dave Nielsen, Karen Ravenscroft, KSDP, the King Cove Conference. Looks like we have Paul Barker and Ken Barber. Megan Gatlin, and I don't know if I missed anybody.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else with you guys, Paul or Brenda? Oh, hey, there you are.
Here in the conference room, it's just us three that Cheryl got. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We don't have anybody in here. You said the Accutan School.
Yeah, it sounded like both Karen and Isaiah might be on.
Oh, okay. There's two for Accutan. One says Accutan School, the other says Karen Ravenscroft. So
okay. Thanks. can I get approval of the agenda?
So Jade, I make a motion to approve.
Hillary, I'll second.
Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And an approval of minutes for January 20th. Special meeting, sorry, January 20th, regular meeting, and February 15th, special meeting.
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion to accept them as a block.
I have a second.
This is Jade. I'll second.
Thanks.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Public comments on agenda items? Are there any? Anybody online who has a public comment for agenda items?
Shoot a couple people who... Lynette and Mr. Bondolowski have joined now. We're doing public comments.
Doesn't look like any. So we will move on to student reports. Are there any student reports? Okay.
Yeah, Carter said he would be here, but he's not logged on that I can see.
He had one in the packet,
yes,
right?
He did. He did have one in the packet.
Okay.
He went on fly-in? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, who are the other two boys?
Ender and Jenner Peacock. And if I could I just speak to Carter's letter?
Sure.
He wrote a very nice letter just thanking all of you for allowing him to go down there. Carter is someone who's very politically astute, both in his local community across the state. On one day, we had a visit to the lieutenant governor's office, and the lieutenant governor wasn't there. So it just happened that the Carter was lucky enough that people took him back to the lieutenant governor's office. We got to see the whole office and everything. And then the next day, she was walking in the hallway because it was the day Dan Sullivan spoke to the assembly, of both houses. And we were in the audience and sitting near Mrs. Sullivan. And then on the way out of that meeting, we were going through the building and Carter ran into the lieutenant governor. And so we got to get his picture taken with her. He got to visit with her. And again, I think the kids did a great job. I was, not only did he send you this note, when I got back from my trip, there was a card on my desk that all three kids had said thank you for me for going with them. And Rita, of course, was an important part of that team. She was with us the whole time. And I really appreciated that too. I just spoke on last week with the staff at King Cove just to remind them, I was very impressed that they had three kids that stepped up to do that. And I hope that in this school and in King Cove and other schools, kids take advantage of the fact that we are interested in having them represent us on the board. We do want them to come to these fly-ins and other kinds of meetings. So, again, just thanks to Carter. He did a good job while he was there.
Great. Thank you.
There's a picture with the lieutenant governor.
Yeah. Nice. Next is your
report. Can I mention one thing about student reports, too? I'm sorry. This is Paul.
Sure.
Sorry. I just wanted to mention, too, Carter, he was trying to be here tonight. I think he's working on some of his EMT coursework. He had some catch-up to do in class, so I think he might be doing that tonight. And then the two other students, Ender and Jenner, they also attended the legislative fly-in from King Cove. And that was my error on their report. I just included it in my report. So if you wanted to see what Jenner and Ender wrote, they had some nice things to say about the fly-in as well. And we're very grateful to the board for supporting them to go. And just from all the conversations that I had with those two boys and Jack, they did a great job and, were very involved in the process. So talking with all three of those young men, the message really was, let's be a positive, positive influence going forward for future students to be excited about attending these kind of leadership opportunities that we provide for our kids. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Superintendent's report.
So I did prepare my written report on time this time, and so it was in your packet. I do want to congratulate the King Cove kids for a great season and for their appearance at the state championship in basketball. I want to thank in particular the people who were here in Sandpoint and put together a great tournament. I wasn't able to be here, but it was interesting how many people went out of their way to call me or tell me how much they appreciated the way they were treated over here and all the great things the community did for their players and their teams. And I particularly wanted to thank Mr. Vondolowski and the staff who I know put in lots of extra time to make that all come together. Mr. Barber, as our athletic director, I appreciated what he did in that too. And again, people arranged travel for everyone else. We had a great showing at the Battle of the Books, as always, and our sixth grade team here in Sandpoint probably did better than most teams. So again, as going to the all the way to the finals in the state and winning there, I think that was great. Lots of things are going on. I made one remark about EAT. They are helping us right now with the AED purchases. So those things that help us in the event that someone has a heart attack. When we were doing some of the earlier stuff about crisis prevention this year, we were looking into some of those things. And then we discovered that with the help of Dr. McMillan, we learned that a number of our AEDs were expired by 6, 8, 10, 12 years. So we're replacing five of them. You're going to approve that purchase order tonight. and or that purchase tonight. And I just want you to know that Eats has been a great partner throughout the year. And then, you know, Michael Franklin's joining us again tonight. He was here this afternoon as our next superintendent. I really appreciate the effort he's made to kind of follow up on all the different things and learn as much as he can about the district in advance of July when he takes over. So I'll stop there. If you have any questions, I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions? Nope. Okay. Next is the business manager's report. Dave.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board. My report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time.
Are there any questions for Dave about his report? I would entertain a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll second it. I can second it, right?
Mm-hmm. Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Next is department reports. The first one is activities report.
Madam President, I have nothing to add at this point to my report other than to thank everybody that was involved in the regional tournament. Joe Vondolowski and his staff did a tremendous job putting it on. I appreciate all the support given to the basketball team here in King Cove and myself. It's just been a tremendous season this year, a tremendous year. I really appreciate it. Thank you. If there are any questions...
Any questions for Mr. Barber?
I would like to thank our teams, our coaches, but we were on the road trip. We got to see some of the games because we were having a grandbaby be born and see games here. But to hear also the ones when they went to state and hear the people talking about the level of respect that they had for their coaches and the coaches, how they held themselves, how they presented themselves was exemplary. So I really would like to give kudos to Mr. Barber and his team. It's been a while since I've seen our boys have that level of respect and dedication. And, I mean, they had fun playing with him and for the school and the community. So it was pretty exciting. It really was.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Does anybody else have anything? Okay. Next is special education. Hillary? Is Hillary on?
I don't see her.
I didn't think so.
I think we all are aware that Hillary's mother-in-law had passed away.
Okay.
And she has taken some time off to deal with that. So her report's in there. If you had a question, and I can answer it, I will. If you have a question that I need to check back with her, I'll get in contact with her and get back to you.
Okay, thank you. Austin, you're up.
Thanks, Madam Chair.
Here.
Our board is in the packet. And if you have any questions, be more than happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions for Austin? Okay. I didn't see Danielle online. Simon, okay.
And again, if you have questions, I'll try to answer them for you or Mr. Vondolowski.
There's a written report in the packet for her. Old business contracts.
Okay, earlier this year, we gave up most of the contracts for teachers and for administrators, and we had two left that we needed to take care of today. One is a counseling contract for Danielle Carlson, and she would return to the same position that she was in this year. And the other one is a contract for Mr. Vondolowski, and his is a teaching contract. We're talking about him working as the 7th to 12th grade social studies teacher. And those are the only two contracts at this time.
I'll make a motion to accept Danielle Carlson as school counselor and Joe Vondolowski as 7th to 12th social studies teacher.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Roll call.
Jade?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes. Thank you. New business, the FY23 budget revisions, revised budget.
So we have a memo in there that talks about this is this year's budget and making some adjustments for things we have spent money on and moved money around in. And I'm going to be quiet and give Dave an opportunity. I know we talked about it at length today during the workshop. But if Dave, if you had anything to add, I'd appreciate it.
Madam President, I would only add that the effort was made to allocate funding based on what we know at this time. Obviously, there will probably be a few things that happen between now and the end of the school year that could affect some of our budget estimates, but we have endeavored to shift the funding around to better suit the needs of the district and are in a fairly good position in terms of being able to fund the things that are important to our students and our staff.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Does anybody have questions? Hearing none, can I get a motion to accept the revised FY23 budget?
This is Jade. So moved.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Roll call.
Jade?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next is the first reading of the FY24 budget.
Well, and again, Dave did all the work on the budget. He's been in consultations with me and with other people, you know, talking about what we would like to start with. The big part about what we're doing tonight is we would like to have you take action so that this becomes our first reading and then invite all the staff, community members, board members. Let's work together over the next couple months to make sure we get the budget exactly where we want it to be for next year and get that approved in time to get it to the borough for their approval as well. One thing that Dave added that I kept forgetting to mention earlier was we did turn to the borough and say that we would ask for the same amount of money they've given us in previous years, that $800,000, that would be the local share of our budget. So, Dave, if you have anything else to add.
Thank you. Through the chair, I would only add that, obviously, as Superintendent Walsh stated, it's a starting point, and it is a fairly optimistic budget in terms of what we're hoping the state will do for funding for next year. And I think we tried to address as much as we could the things that we think will be important next year. And hopefully this is a good start.
Are there any questions for Dave on the first reading of the budget? We're putting it on the floor, first reading, right? Okay. Entertain a motion to the budget on the floor for the first reading.
So Jade, I'll make a motion to put FY24 budget on the floor for first reading.
I'll
this
second.
Is Brenda, I'll second.
Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Then do we? No, just kidding. That's it. Okay. That's what I thought. Thank you. The district calendar.
This is an informational item. We just wanted to make sure we didn't have people thinking we've forgotten about this. We are still working on it, taking some input from the community and from staff, and we're getting our ideas together to come up with a final version of the calendar. I think your conversations at the workshop will really help us because it gave us some other kind of ideas about Christmas break, spring break. We know that I also wanted to mention to the board this afternoon and today that we've had a request from one of the communities about whether we would ever consider a different calendar, slightly different calendar, for a small site that, you know, had a challenge to some part of the end of next year. And again, people can call me and ask me questions about that, but it was just one of those things where I've talked about how we've tried to have the same calendar for every site. So there is something there that at least it was requested, and I just thought it was important to mention to you as we go through the rest of the process before we get to finally approving the calendar. I'd probably bring it up again.
It's like Harlan's on.
Sorry, was Harlan trying to say something?
No, I just noticed. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Harlan, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about the calendar? So this we'll put on our next meeting agenda.
Yeah, I'd like to think we'd have it done in April. This is an annual thing that we never get everybody to agree 100% on what the calendar is, but we're going to do our best to try to have it in front of you in April. I don't think it's due in June until July 1st. But it is something we are going to try to get done this spring. So before the school year ends, teachers, parents, everybody knows when we're going to start up and the kinds of things expected next year. It was even suggested today that there were times where having a two-year calendar, building it out a little bit longer so we had some of that sort of setup could help. But we're required to have a one-year calendar, and that's what we'll do this spring.
Okay. Thank you. Next is capital projects and priorities.
I had put this in here because one of the things that I think you've noticed this year is we've stumbled into lots of little problems that we're having around the district. You know, we have boiler problems at Falls Pass, and we've got some electrical issues there we're working on. We had things going on with the pool and things going on in other buildings that are just important. Every year, in September, the board is supposed to approve a six-year capital improvement plan and submit it to the state. We submit it to the borough and we submit it to the state for their approval. And again, as it's something that would be coming on the new superintendent's desk pretty early in their tenure, what I'd like to do is this spring have people talking about what are our priorities in capital improvement projects? What are the things we really feel that we need to be working on? Because we've had requests for doors to get fixed in other communities. We have requests that doors up here get fixed. We have requests that we consider, some other repairs to like a stairway and a landing that's out in Accutan and some gutter issues that are exist there. So I want to start having us talk about the capital improvement stuff, not so we can pretend like we're going to fix them all next year. We won't. But at least we can start making some priorities and coming up with a plan of how we'll get to the things in some reasonable amount of time. So, again, I think all I'm asking you to do is to be thinking about that now. And if you have ideas of different capital projects that you want to see us work on, please let us know so we can start putting that plan together.
have a question. Does the principals and maybe the maintenance crew, if they have one, are they making lists of what they can see that need? Just because, I mean, we don't know everything that needs to be done, but our...
We've been lucky that our principals have been sharing regularly concerns about all sorts of things, from plumbing and water fountains and toilets to, you know, doors and all. I mean, I think they're doing the best job they can. We have Donnie over in King Cove, who's been working there for 30 years. He knows the building, you know, inside out. And he stays on top of things as best he can with the other people that work on his crew. Our maintenance crew is doing a good job, but we've had vacant positions this year, too, that have made it hard to get everything done. So of all the sites, you know, this is one that's a little bit of a challenge. And then as an example, yesterday I got an email from Jerry Nyber, who was asking questions about, hey, Jack, any way you can fix up, you know, things around the field? Because I'd like to have Little League again this year. She's going to go to the city and talk to them about that. So, you know, the list grows, and some of the projects are easier to take on. Some are harder to take on. Some fall within the amount of money we spend on projects. Some are things we have to get passed on to the borough and ask them to put it as priority too. Because ultimately, a lot of our big projects are things they do. And we're very grateful for all the help they give us on that.
Okay. Are there any other questions? All right. Akitan Apikta.
Okay, this is Isaiah from Akitan. I attached a report report, if you guys have any specific questions. But the event starts April 24th and ends on April 28th. But we're just having some experts and professionals from NOAA come out to the school, facilitate different events and activities for the children here. Was there any specific questions that anyone has?
And I appreciate just for the other Isaiah, that's a great report and that helps us a lot. Two of our sites qualify for a PICTA funding. And so one of the things about that is Accutan and Falls Pass have access to write a grant to try to do something that's involved with fisheries, but also then supports their community and their school. And I appreciate that both sites submitted grants again this year. And so we're just asking you tonight to approve the Accutan one. For what Isaiah was just telling you about. And then next we'll be asking you to do the same for Falls Pass.
I'll make a motion to approve Akitan's APICA trip.
Harley here.
This is Brenda. Oops.
Okay, a motion by Hillary and a second by Brenda.
Harlan. Is it roll call?
Roll call, please. Yeah.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you guys.
Then next is the APICTA trip, Falls Pass.
And Megan, I don't know if you want to explain this one to the group.
Yeah, I can. That's fine. So I've arranged my kids have never gone fly fishing, and they're very familiar with, you know, the commercial fishing and the crabbing and the salmon fishing that their parents do, but they've never gone fly fishing. And I have a contact in Sedalia that has arranged a fly out fly fishing guided trip for them, and then also a separate day, a guided fly fishing trip just there at the river where we're staying. And then they'll be also having some fly fishing, some tie flying lessons from Trout Unlimited over there in Kenai. And we'll be visiting the wildlife refuge headquarters over in Kenai as well. And we're going to be going the last week of school, and we're taking all the students but one.
All right, are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the false pass to pick the trip.
This is Brenda, I'll make that motion.
Harlan here, I'll second that.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Triet?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. The next is the swim trip to Dutch Harbor.
And again, I've seen information, and it's included in your packet, from Karen and from Isaiah talking about the trip. They've been working hard at raising funds and getting donations, and they've got an exciting trip planned for their class, their whole school, to go over to Accutan. Do one of you want to explain that a little bit more, or is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that we've done this trip in the past, and that's where we've usually done our swim trips, and it's closer to home. Well, still two flights, but it's closer to home, and then we're able to stay there for longer than a few days. We can stay there for up to a week, which gives the kids plenty of time in the pool without being like overly soaked. But we also have opportunities to view the Museum of the Aleutians and the World War II Museum. And that's also very relevant for our region, you know, because Accutan was also affected by World War II. So, I mean, it's more than just a swim trip. It could be like a historical history lesson. And yeah, we've worked with the Aquatic Center over there in Dutch Harbor, and they're really accommodating, and they don't charge us for giving the kids lessons. Same thing with the community center there. So we have our days filled up with educational stuff as well. I don't know if you have any questions about the trip. Hopefully I can answer them.
Are there any questions? Sounds like a fun trip. I think it's cool they can go to the museums too. I'd entertain a motion to approve the Accutan swim trip.
This is Jade. I move to approve the Accutan swim trip.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next is graduation.
In your packet, this is an informational item, but in your packet, we have all the dates of the graduations that are coming up at three of our sites. That week that we're having the graduations, Michael Franklin is also planning to be here and will travel with me and others that go out to the graduations. And we just wanted to make sure that people were aware of the dates, because there's always questions that come up about that. And again, I think there'll be a great opportunity for our students to have a great celebration of a job well done in the years they've been in our district. So I'll answer any questions, but that's, I think, all I need to share.
Okay, thank you. Are there any graduation questions? Can't believe it's already almost the end of the school year. Went through fast.
I'm not mistaken, we have 40 days left. Is there some authority here that it's been confirmed it's 40 days left? So
I'll go fast. Next is the phone pole purchase of automatic electronic defibrillators.
Yeah, so again, I've been working with EATS to try to update some of the stuff in the schools and these AEDs. are an important part of what we need to provide for the community. We have the biggest events in the communities, often in our schools with the most people. And when something goes wrong, we want to be able to respond to it. So we have six AEDs that are stationed around the district. Most of them were expired. So we're buying five new ones. We're buying a couple new cases to hang on the wall if we need them in places. And thankfully, with our partners at EADS, what was interesting was the original quote came out that it cost us over, well, it cost us almost $2,000 to send those six or five little boxes to the sites. And so Paul Mueller and people stepped up and said, Jack, get them delivered to our office and we'll help you distribute them from here. And it saved us a whole ton of money. But we had Cheryl call you last week because we wanted to move on this pretty quick. They were talking about, you know, they had the units then and they wanted to, you know, put them aside for us. So we did get your permission to do that. But tonight I'd like you to move to approve that purchase and we'll go ahead and do that.
Oh, can we get a motion?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Ratifying. A second?
Yeah. Harlan, Jade, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And then the next one is the Promethean boards.
And, you know, in the last few years, the district got a RUST grant, one of the rural utility services grants that allows you to kind of build up some of your technology and to improve opportunities for kids in rural areas. We had a big grant that was awarded a couple of years ago, and there was still money remaining there. And Austin had talked about how we had always hoped to get more Promethean boards. We bought five initially, I believe, and we're had them. Maybe it wasn't five, but Austin's listening, so he may jump in. But it turns out we are purchasing 11 new ones. This is all with grant funding that was approved years ago. There is a certain percentage of it that is our responsibility, and those numbers are there. And so, you know, we were hoping to kind of do that. I see Austin is on the screen now, so maybe he did want to add a little bit to this.
Jack has it pretty well covered. The RUST grant covers 85% of the total purchases. We do have five in district right now. Kirk wrote the RUST grant, I think, about 2-3 years ago. We have until pretty close to the end of 2023 to fulfill the grant. So yeah, 11 more would fill it out pretty well for the classroom. The five that we have are incorporated in classrooms for this last year, and have been just widely appreciated and utilized by teachers in all sites. And it's been really, really great for distance education in Falls Pass and other places. So I just think that they are a really great tool for our communities and can have a long shelf life and big opportunities for future education, especially with the increase in internet capacity coming.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the Promethean boards?
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
All right. Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next item is the MOA with the AEEA extending the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. A couple of years ago, you did an MOA with the Teachers Association and your classified employees and extended your contracts without going through a full negotiations. And earlier this year, the teachers asked if we could open up negotiations. And it was out of cycle and a little bit early. But one of the things that we recognize is that maybe there was a purpose to it that could help us all. So I've been meeting with leadership. Yeah, the board gave me instructions to go ahead and work on an MOA. I've got a lot of directions from our attorneys and stuff. And it just happened that over the last couple months, we met probably six times total, seven times. Two of the days were the 2 days of spring break where we wrapped things up pretty well. The teachers then went and talked with the teacher leaders, talked with the teachers, and got a ratification vote that was very convincing. And so we were ready to do this, and we signed off on it last Tuesday. I apologize that this wasn't ready for your packet a few days ago. Clint was working on it over the weekend, just finalizing a couple of details. And this morning he sent it to me, and I sent it to King Cove, and Lynette signed it, and I signed it. But basically what this does is it extends our contract out one more year to 2025. It does give the teachers a significant raise. In year one, it's a 5% raise. In year two, it's a dollar amount of about $2,800 per cell, which roughly comes out to a 4% increase. Because it's a dollar amount, it gives a little bit more to our newer teachers and a little bit less to our veteran teachers. But they were in support of that because they believe that a big part of this is to make us more competitive with other districts and to attract people to our district. Other things included in it are a slight change to the personal leave, so that we can give one or two, up to three people personal leave if they have some significant thing they want to do that's approved by the superintendent. There is also, we revisited the issue of the moving allowance that was in your strategic plan for starting this year, and we are putting that in. And so there are those things, and you've seen the MOA, I believe, now because I gave it to people or emailed it to you today. But if you have questions about it, I'd be glad to answer them. I'm asking you to approve that MOA. At the work session today, and not everybody was there, one of the things I said is an understanding that comes along with this. You know, I was talking with Dave throughout this process, too, and he was helping me on certain items. An understanding we have in the district historically is that if we give this to the teachers, we might also be giving it to the classified people. And so just so you know, my plan is to meet with the classified leadership in the next week or two and to come up with a similar agreement with them. And the one difference that is kind of significant that I thought I should mention today is that I would suggest that if we consider the money we help the teachers move here, and the board has for a long time talked about how you'd like to see more of our classified staff be supported in their pursuit of a degree or certificates and stuff like that, I'd like to put that equal amount of money, the $20,000 to $25,000 that was set aside for the moving allowance, I'd like to put that aside for classified people to have access to in course reimbursement and stuff, should they choose to do that. So that one, again, we haven't started those conversations much. I've met with that once or twice, and we'll have a greater conversation around that. And then finally, at the workshop today, I said that there also is a statement in the administrative salary schedule that suggests that if we give teachers an index raise, that we give that to administrators too. And when Dave and I were talking, he said, you know, a couple of years ago when we did the other MOA, the administrators did not get that same amount of money. And so that was one of the things that as we're going into this one, you know, again, it would be my recommendation for that group down the road that we might consider the same number for them. But each of those will be brought to you separately at a later date, you know, for the classified and administrators. But right now I'd like to, you know, at least address this one with the teachers that we've approved. Or, we've approved.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the MOA with AEEA to extend the contract until June 2025 as presented.
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion.
Brenda, I'll second.
Okay, get a roll call, please.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Next order of business is personnel, new hires.
Unfortunately, I have no contracts to share with you today. We do have a contract out for a teacher in King Cove to teach science. He's a teacher that taught in Sandpoint at one point in his life, and he will be getting back to us on that. He's got 30 days to think about that. We will have other contracts coming in the months ahead. We were did an interview today for a principal candidate. We've got some other people in line to continue to interview, but there's no other contracts at this time to deal with.
So as people sign, do we need to approve them sooner rather than later so we don't lose them, or should we? So do we need to maybe plan in some special meetings as needed?
I would think it's advisable that okay. If you wouldn't mind, when I get contracts that are signed by people, I would ask you to do a special meeting.
Okay.
Today we were talking to a candidate, and you know, when she kept asking, well, what's the timeline? What's the timeline? You know, but it is one of those things that I know people want us to move fast, and we are doing our best to do that.
Can that stuff go through as a phone poll or no? No. I know they don't really recommend phone polls on almost everything.
And I've heard from the business office that we don't necessarily need to have a vote before we get their signature, but, you know, the board, you know.
But if they want security that we're approving their contract, so.
If you think back on this, and Jade has experience in this district, but a lot of districts would offer letters of intent at times at job fairs that were kind of binding on both parties to get the thing done. Mm-hmm. Other people have handed out contracts and then waited to see what people would do. I would suggest that, you know, I will try not to drive you crazy with it, but we have 6 or 8 positions we're trying to fill. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to kind of bunch them together and call you and say, hey, we've got these couple to do. And at least that way we can,
I think we need to do what we need to do to get the business done so that we don't lose people. So if we have to meet for a 5-minute meeting, I guess so be it.
I have to apologize.
But we do have new hires on the list.
That's what I was just going to say. We don't have any new teachers. We have 3 different people that were hired in Sandpoint in recent weeks. And they are all listed there, instructional aides and then academic interventionists. So you would have to approve those.
I would entertain a motion to approve the new hires, Kara Spasinkula, Sandra Broom, and Jeanette Cota.
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion to accept the 3 new hires.
This is Jade. I'll second. Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. And next is resignations.
And there you see that we have 6 resignations that were turned in over the last month or so. And with the exception of one, I believe, has already left because she moved with her husband or is about to. And the others will all be here through the end of the year and are resigning effective at the end of the year.
Like they left town?
I'm sorry?
They left town?
It wasn't a teacher.
Oh, it wasn't a teacher.
It was one of the aides, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I would entertain a motion to accept the resignations. Sarah Schaefer, Stephen Schwing, Hannah McGee, Joy Pearson, Stephen DeHart, and Kale Peacock.
Could I make one quick comment before
that? Sure.
please read their letters. People really appreciate working here, and they've done some great things for us. And I think that there's some really heartfelt things that are there and important for you to know.
We might not want to approve them then.
Well, you're still going to approve them.
Mrs. Hillary, I make a motion to accept the 6 resignations presented.
Oh, Harley,
Jade, I very reluctantly second.
Okay. Motion made by Jane, or Hillary, second by Jade. Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I just want to know what happens if we all vote no. Then what? Does that mean you can't go?
They have to stay.
What's the rule? Everybody votes no. It doesn't go through.
Are the airport in the port? No one's leaving.
No one's going anywhere this summer.
Sorry. We voted no. You got to stay on the island. Okay. Thanks. Public comments on non-agenda.
Hi, this is Megan.
Go ahead, Megan.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted to just give some personal thanks to some people. I don't know how, you know, many people read our board reports, but I just want to be sure that I vocally give some thanks tonight. We've had 2 boiler outages since February in the school. And that's, you know, a big deal when you live where we live. And Shane, one of our local parents, has been just a super great supportive dad and helping with the knowledge that he has to get, you know, the heat going and working with long technician. And it was just great for him to give up time from his personal day so that we could get heat. And then Austin has been just super supportive of us at the school and tries to help us as much as he can, kind of understanding that it's hard, you know, to, you know, have the distance and stuff and not a lot of people out here. And then we got to go to Sandpoint for the superintendent interviews. And so that was just really fun to be able to take kids. And it was super last minute for me and the kids that were going. And Joe and his teachers just welcomed us with open arms. And that was really appreciative. It was so fun to be able to meet people in person and put names with faces. And we just felt really, really welcomed. And it was an awesome experience. And I don't approve Sarah leaving. So just so you know, I don't know if that means... But I don't know what we'll do without her. She's awesome. The kids absolutely love her. I totally wish her well. Where she's going, she's going to be amazing. But we will definitely miss her. And then also Hillary. I just really appreciate Hillary. She's like just a super support to me. And it's just great to work with some really awesome people. It's a very different experience being, you know, not around anybody and not having any people to, you know, work with. Everybody's virtual for my position. And so it's just really nice to have awesome people and get to meet people in person. And then Shane's also volunteered to do our NYO. Hillary let us know that we could send some kids from our school to NYO. And it has been awesome to have just sports being practiced in our gym. And just to see that in the community, we haven't had that since I've been here. And then with COVID, I know it hasn't happened for quite a while. And these kids are so excited to go. And it's just, these little things are so big in our little tiny communities. And so I just really wanted to say thanks to everybody. And it's been a great year for these kids.
Thank you, Megan.
I had a comment, if I could, please, Madam President. I just also wanted to express my thanks to all of those that are in the resignation packet. I know all of these folks. I've taught with most of them or worked with most of them, except for Hannah, but I've heard good things about her, too. And just, you know, I am getting old. You know, I'm thinking about these kind of things because Stephen and Sarah, when they came out to the district, those were their first jobs, you know, and I wish Sarah the best of luck in her new adventure. And, you know, we're going to miss Mr. DeHart as well here in our science program. But it's an interesting reflective experience for me seeing these two go fly off into new opportunities for them, and I'm excited for them. So we'll miss you, and you guys did great work for us here in the district, so thanks.
And this is Brenda also. I'd like to agree. Some of our staff, like, we've gotten to meet the others from Sandpoint, and they're incredible people. And they're young. They have incredible outlooks. The adventures they're going to have are going to be an immense. I remember when you came to Sandpoint, Jeff, how happy and excited you were. Do you remember that? Long, long time ago? And Stephen DeHart wasn't only a teacher in this community. He was part of the community. He went tendering on Les DeLong's boat last summer. He got to go out on adventures with the different fishermen in town. He was part of our EMT group. I mean, any time of the night or weekend, you know, he'd jump out of bed in the middle of the night and come help us. So he's going to be a big loss to our community. But we're really excited for his new adventures, and he's going to keep us all in the loop. And we told him, you know, when you want to come back, you have a fishing job, and if you need to get back in the school here, we'll find some way, shape, or form. He was a fine young man, I tell you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. Are there any other public comments on non-agenda items? Anybody online? I see Carlene. Are you on?
I am.
Yeah, I just
saw she jumped. Okay. I thought it was at 7:30. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, remember we changed the time. It's going to be 6:30 for meetings.
Yeah.
All right. No other comments.
Hey, this is Carter.
Oh, go ahead, Carter.
Hey, I hope you all got the report I sent out, but I'd just like to say thank you for allowing me to go to Juneau. It was really awesome. It was really fun to be able to go there, and thanks to Jack. It was really great. Jack knew a lot of people, and it was just amazing how many people he knew. Thank you.
Go to Chicago with him. It's the same way.
I mean, it's crazy. He knew everybody. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Thank you, Carter. We did get your report. I'm glad you got to go.
I was wishing I wasn't a senior. I had got to go again, but it was a great, great, really great trip.
All right. Any other comments? Okay, next is board comments. Did you have anything additional, Brenda?
Oh my goodness, I do. I'm just really excited about coming. Graduations are coming up. We've got all of them. It's just too exciting. And I got a grandbaby that's supposed to be due at the same time and a grandson graduating in Sandpoint. And there's all these things going on. The kids are getting ready to go on their senior trips, and then there's going to be prom and graduation, and the NYO's got to be mixed in there. Oh my goodness, I get so excited. And we've only got a few more teachers left to hire, right? I think there's only a few more. So I think, you know, we're almost set. We got enough money. So, you know, everything else is going to be frosting on the cake, right? Our teachers have been doing awesome, and they're still excited at the end of the year. Oh, Miss Karen, I've heard lots of things about you in Akaton. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my goodness. All righty, I'm sorry. I'm really excited. I just had a new grandbaby, too, so he's a little Theodore Howard.
Thanks, Brenda. Harlan, have anything?
Yep, I got nothing. Thank you.
Okay, Carlene?
What day is your prom?
What day is our prom?
Our
gosh, I don't know. Anyone?
King Cove is May 6th.
Pay attention to dates. May 6th.
I think we can maybe do May 6th because I know that I think the girls want to go.
Carlene, I'll try to get some more information to you and get it to you soon.
Sweet. Thanks, Jack.
Hillary?
Well, I'd like to thank all of our coaches for this year. I mean, it was a wonderful year. And congratulations to the T-Jacks of winning our region and then going out to state. I just want to thank all of our students. I think they did very well. And let's finish strong. We only got 40 more days. That's it for me.
Okay, thank you. Jade?
I'm reiterating what Hillary said. I'm thanking our coaches and staff that worked with their kids and thank our kids for setting such good examples and dedicating so much time to what they do. And it's exciting just to see where they go from here. Thank the boys that went to the legislative line. I'm glad that they signed up to go. It's good to have our kids represent our district, and congratulate Karis Vondelowski on getting 10th place in the spelling bee at state, which is exciting. And then our Battle of the Books students. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. I had Karis on my list too. Congratulations to her. Yeah, that was amazing. And I want to thank all the staff just for working so hard and then them working on the agreement so we can keep our district competitive and show how much we do appreciate our teachers and staff. I don't really approve Sarah leaving, but I wish her well on her new adventures. And same with all the rest of the people who have resigned this year. So that's all I got. I guess that's it. Board agenda items for the next meeting.
Well, earlier we talked about the calendar would be one of those things that we would bring up. And in the work session,
the vans.
The van purchases would be something we'd bring up in April. And we'll be working on the budget some more. And, you know, I know there's lots of other things that we'll have to be doing.
Scholarships. I think that's it.
And just a reminder for all the students that are out there, the scholarships are open now for them to apply, right? Mm-hmm. And when does it close?
21st.
Okay, so we got a little
April 21st?
I believe so.
And then the June Nelson Memorial Scholarship, does that close on April 3rd, was it? Can't remember the exact date on that one.
Is there anything else on the calendar?
There was a curriculum update.
I think I heard something about curriculum update.
I believe that they're going to have a math curriculum recommendation before our April.
Okay.
So that we can get that purchase made and order some professional development.
Scholarship is it? Maybe it's not the 21st. It's
a Friday.
Harlan, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
All right, so all good. I was checking if we get something on the lunch program, how we're doing there for the King Cove one. Just an update on those for next meeting.
Okay. And thanks for mentioning that, because one of the things that will come up during your budget discussions is we've regularly had requests this year to try to give more time to the people working in the kitchen or possibly hire a part-time person to help them. So, you know, that's one of the things I'll be asking you about during the budget. So.
Okay, the June Memorial Scholarship is due by 5 p.m. Saturday, April 1st. So if any students want to get in there, I believe they give, is it 2,000, Jay?
I can't remember. The numbers changed a couple times.
Oh, okay.
1,500 or something one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the June Nelson Scholarship, if people are looking for information, it's one of the ones that AASB sponsors, the School Board Association. So the counselor would have information on it and the school would have information on it. But it's also on the school board website.
1,500.
1,500, okay.
All right.
They're awarding $1,500.
And then we'll just continue to work together to figure out what else needs to be on that agenda. When's the next meeting scheduled? What would be the next scheduled date?
The last Tuesday, April 25th. Yeah, and I was requesting for a different day for that.
Oh, right. Tuesday, April 25th.
We should have it the same day every month.
Well,
I agree it should be the same day every month.
Is anybody opposed? Did you just request to me?
I see Jack on that. Yeah.
The rest, not the rest of the board?
No.
Aren't aware of?
No. I'd asked a couple months ago and then again.
Can I share info?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. She's just requesting a day change because it's her daughter's birthday and she wants to
have Austin and I be home for her birthday.
Is anybody opposed to maybe moving it to Wednesday or Thursday?
I have no problem. Harlan here.
Monday? Or Monday?
So could we just start to be announced and it will be, and you'll just let us know or give us some.
No, keep it.
All right. We'll be TBA. We don't have any business for executive session.
No, not unless you have a surprise for me or something.
No surprises. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Harlan here.
I'll second.
Harlan James, roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Red?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Good night, everybody.